excited about reaching this next milestone, and that is the successful creation of a small area SIGS device. Essentially what it is a device that transforms photons from the sun into electricity.
So this is basically a solar cell, and you guys have a thinner technology that you developed. Am I right on that?
Yeah. What XMX has been able to do is to take a kind of a unique approach to producing thin film photovoltaic solar cells. And what we're doing is we're depositing the solar cell on essentially 5-inch by 5-inch stainless steel pseudo squares. And a pseudo square is just a square that has the edges cut off, the points on the edge cut off. And it's actually a very complicated, very sophisticated process. It's more like a semiconductor chip because of the different layers that we have to put down. And the ability for us to meet this milestone, that of developing and coming out with this SIGS sample, is very significant. Let me give you an example. So the solar market, the electricity-generating solar market, because there's a variety of different kinds of solar markets, really are comprised of two groups of technologies. One is that traditional silicon cells that most people think of as solar, and they're sometimes blue and they're glittery, and they're usually encapsulated in a piece of glass a meter by a meter and a half, something like that. There's a variety of different sizes. And that compromises about 80-85% of the current market. That other 15% is thin film. And to kind of give you an idea, if you compared the width of a thin film and why we call it thin film compared to a traditional silicon cell, the silicon cell would be like a phone book, thick. And thin film would be essentially one page of that phone book. That's how thin and precise those layers are for thin film, and we're very excited. So it uses less material. It lends itself to automation, high levels of automation, and we're just very, very excited about this possibility.
I would imagine eventually, and I don't know if it does it now, if it's more cost effective than the more traditional method, but I would imagine at some point, at least it will be more cost effective. And these wafer thin photovoltaic cells, you'll be able to use those in more applications. Is that kind of the end goal?
Yeah, right now what XNX is doing is we're developing the process to be able to produce small area SIGS photocells, PV cells. And the cost modeling, the projections show that as we move forward and as our technology matures, we should be able to significantly reduce the cost associated with PV. So we're looking at taking that technology on the stainless steel wafers and being a competitive advantage, a cost competitive advantage to that traditional silicon cells as a replacement.
Well, how much are you expecting it to be able to save, and how soon do we get to that point?
Well, those are both extremely important questions. And here at XNX, we do a tremendous amount of computer modeling and cost modeling, stochastic modeling, ways for us to try to simulate those costs and simulate the factory floor. And currently, it appears as if we should be somewhere around 30% cheaper than a traditional silicon cell. And in the marketplace, that's a significant advantage from a cost perspective.
Yeah, that's a big cut on people's margins, and obviously helps them on their bottom line. How soon will it be available then?
You know, the team, we're working with a hard disk drive manufacturer in Silicon Valley, and the team is working very hard to bring this kind of a solution to market this year. And why we were so excited about that sample is that there is so much involved. There are essentially 8 layers that you have to get correct, the uniformity, all the processes, and stack them up in such a way as to produce electricity from the solar cell. So now that we've reached this milestone, our confidence is growing that we should be able to come to the market this year.
Excellent. Well, then I guess we'll look for it. Where would people get these then? I mean, this isn't obviously something you're going to go to, you know, the Home Depot or Lowe's and pick it up off the shelf, or is it?
Well, the current marketing plan for XNX is to create and develop joint ventures to provide these cells to the solar module manufacturers. So any outlet currently that provides solar modules, you would be, our hope is in the future, finding our products inside their products. So we become a part of their supply chain management. And the net result, we hope, our plan for the consumer is significantly lower cost for generating electricity to be competitive out in the marketplace.
Joe, some great information. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about what you guys have developed and how soon we'll see it out in the marketplace?
Well, a couple of things I'd like to leave with the listeners. The first is we're an American company, and we pride ourselves on using as much American product and know-how as possible. And what we're finding is that since XNX is partnering in the semiconductor industry, that there is a tremendous amount of resources and skill sets here locally in the United States. And I think as we move forward, both locally and with the U.S. economy, focusing on American companies and bringing these kinds of solutions to the marketplace, I think are really, really important. And the other is that we believe as the market matures, this small segment, this 15% of the market, is going to grow substantially. And we're very pleased to be in that kind of a growth market.
Joe Grimes from XNX. Joe, thanks for talking to us today.
John, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for inviting me.